With this latest recall, the Made in China brand is facing tough times internationally. But the question is, who should take the blame for quality problems? NPR's Louisa Lim reports that despite the scandals overseas, it is business as usual inside China.
A musical toy squeaks out its tune, spinning wildly as shoppers scurry past. Despite the recalls, there's no shortage of international buyers in the toy section of the world's biggest wholesale market in the Chinese city of Yiwu. China now makes 70% of the world's toys. And with the holiday season approaching, there's little time to find other sources. Importers like Iranian Ahmed Abu Nafal are unconcerned.
The toy is no dangerous for me, or no dangerous in our country, no problem. Because our country, Middle East, need the cheaper price. And good quality here.
My name is Christian, and I am French. I come in China to buy wooden toys for my shop.
The babble of languages here shows how diversified China's export markets have become. These buyers may be confident, but the issue of substandard products is a huge one. Inspecting the workers making plastic Christmas trees in his factory, He Songping acknowledges some manufacturers are cutting corners. He says multinationals are forcing down prices to a level where factories can only make money if they cheat.
Now, many factories offer prices so low they can only make 2% profit. Then they use lower quality ingredients, so their profit is actually 10%. That's how they cheat clients.
That's what's known as quality fade. Paul Midler is the founder of China Advantage, a consulting company which promotes business with China. He says the political environment is one factor driving quality fade. China's business sector feels at the whim of government officials who may behave unpredictably, changing regulations at will. So factories feel they have to make a quick buck while they can. But Midler says other considerations also come into play.
One of them is China's lack of accountability. It's very difficult for importers who run into trouble with products that they're importing from China. It's difficult to pursue legal action against those Chinese companies. Another factor is that the suppliers in China are relatively anonymous. If somebody is caught doing something that is illegal, it's really difficult to get the word out and to let others know that a particular supplier is a problem.
Stallholders pack beads and pendants into boxes. Children's jewelry is another sector dogged by controversy. Recent tests found 20% of jewelry examined had dangerous levels of lead. For British jewelry buyer Paul Levrand, the answer is to step up testing.
We've been doing this a very long time, so our testing routines are very, very well attached. Our handling people here know what our requirements are, know the UK regulations. I think a lot of it is sour grapes, that China is taking much more manufacturing away from traditional other sources, and people will get to them any way they can.
As goods are packed up for shipping, it's worth remembering the products recalled make up a very small percentage of China's exports. Toys and games account for less than 2% of exports in the first half of this year. Food and agricultural products, less than 3%. Standard Chartered's Stephen Green says the current scares won't change the big picture.
I think from a macro perspective, the issues about product quality are not that important. So we are forecasting another massive trade surplus for this year for China, $320 billion. You know, the biggest ever on record, probably bigger next year as well.
All the same, a consumer backlash against Chinese-made products could be damaging. And when it comes to image, perception is reality. Many Chinese now believe the issue of quality standards is politically motivated and is being used by the US as a new trade barrier against Chinese products. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.